Stranded, snowbound, hey-ho. Well, I don't know. Sleep no
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the main stage lineup for the TD Ottawa Jazz Festival this summer. In about 3 minutes or so, you heard in order Wynton Marsalis, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Chicoria Trio, Buffy St. Marie, Michael Jackson, although we will explain that. We were talking about the SF Jazz Collective doing his music, in case anyone thought it was going to be like a hologram on stage. Sarah McLachlan is going to be here, Trombone Shorty, Elvin Bishop, and Charlie Musselwhite. And of course, the Beach Boys with Pet Sounds. Brian Wilson is going to be presenting it. Those are your headliners. Some of you guessed a few of them. We'll reveal the winner of the gold passes in a few minutes. But first, Peter Kankura, Artistic Director of the Jazz Festival, is with me in studio. Hello there.
Hello.
A pretty varied lineup, I think one would say. And there's something in there that a lot of people will be pretty excited about. You got your straight-up jazz of Marsalis, the pop of Sarah McLachlan. What balance were you aiming for here?
I think staying within our authentic, true, good quality music, but a little bit of something for everybody.
How big a challenge was it? I mean, we'd heard Catherine O'Grady talking about the challenge with the American dollar right now and bringing in American acts. Was that influencing some of your choices?
You know, I won't deny that this business is a U.S.-dominated mm-hmm. business. So it wasn't easy, but, you know, we budgeted for it. And I think we worked just based on our relationships with a lot of the agents and a lot of artists. People know our reputation and they want to play. And if they want to play, they're going to have to understand the prices are a little different. And we didn't come short. I think we put together a fantastic lineup.
Who are you most excited of the headliners? Who are you most excited about?
I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie. I can't wait to see Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
It's, right?
What was it like getting Brian Wilson? What was that?
It was pretty surreal. I had to pinch myself. When I put on a YouTube video and I heard exactly the song we just heard, I was like, mm-hmm. whoa, he's coming.
Do we know anything about what the process was like trying to get him on board?
It's just a lot of negotiating and be like, please, Brian, come. No, just kidding. I mean, it's obviously, it's of course, a long, complicated process, but we managed to do it.
All right. Seems like a pretty, and we'll give out the dates for some of these concerts in a minute, but you wanted to highlight a few favorites from the smaller stages too, because what we were doing there was just the headliners on the main stage every night at the festival, but there's a lot more going on. Let's hear a bit of a guy who's got some pretty hot buzz behind him right now. Is
Kamasi Washington.
Kamasi Washington, yeah. What did you love about him?
I mean, I think he comes in a perfect cultural time. He kind of sounds like Sun Ra. He sounds like John Coltrane. He has this huge aura about him. And he's also, he's a jazz player's jazz player. I mean, he's played with Herbie Hancock on the one side, but he's also collaborated with Kendrick Lamar and Lauryn Hill and Elvis Costello and all these people. So he brings this fresh new energy. And I haven't heard a buzz like this in jazz since Wynton Marsalis, I don't think.
It's funny how many people were guessing on their list. There was Kamasi Washington, but there were people who were guessing Lauryn Hill and Elvis Costello. So maybe he's going to bring them all.
Maybe.
Maybe they're going to bring them all. You never know. Next, this guy has been to Jazz Fest before. Colin Stetson here with Sarah Neufel joining in now. They're going to be playing together at the NAC Improv Series on June 27th, but you wanted to be talking about something new Colin's bringing to the festival.
He's put together this incredible project called Sorrow, a reimagining of Gorecki's Third Symphony.
Wow.
And Gorecki is a Polish composer that died maybe 6 years ago, and he writes really beautiful music. He's kind of underground and culty, and this is the biggest thing I've seen Colin do. He's only doing a handful of shows, and certainly on our end, I think this is the only show in the Northeast. It's 12 people that he's bringing, and it's a cutting edge people from the scene. That you know, one of my favorite things about Colin is that he plays the saxophone. He's a jazz artist, but he's also in the alt country scene. Mm-hmm. He plays with Bon Iver. He's recorded with Tom Waits. He's done all these great things. So he brings this fresh new energy, and this is a truly symphonic piece. I was listening to it earlier today, and it's beautiful.
I'm excited about that one too. Moving on here to a Mexican brass band. Although the Mexicans are actually guys from Brooklyn.
Yes.
This is Banda de los Muertos.
Yes.
What made you want to bring them on board?
Well, it's a banda band. You know, we're working with the Mexican embassy on this. And when I asked them, would you like to present this band? They said, why? It's a banda band, just like Evler Village has a banda band. And I said, yes, but this band is full of great improvisers from Brooklyn. And I think that's the unique thing is really some of the greatest improvisers living in Brooklyn are in this band.
All right. People who, of course, because part of the improvisation at Jazz Fest is, of course, of some of the most exciting stuff that happens on those stage. And I know you are also very excited about these living legends. Do June 25th at the NAC Theater. We're listening to
the Joe Lovano and John Scofield Quartet.
Yeah, these are huge influences on you, right?
They are. I'm a player, and I grew up on this. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing them in Montreal for the first time. This was in the 90s. This was one of the influential bands. John Scofield, of course, has played with Miles Davis and has since built a huge career of his own. And Joe Lovano, if there's a living saxophone hero, it's Joe Lovano. And I think all those guys stand on their own, but this group was something really special. And they disbanded after about 10 years and about 5 records after Dennis Irwin, their bass player, passed away, unfortunately, from cancer. And this is the first time they brought the band back with Ben Street on bass this time. So I'm very excited.
Finally, you have singled out John Cleary from New Orleans.
Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna have some fun. Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna get some loving on. Before I knock them best skull and bones, gonna get.
You call John Cleary a hidden weapon, a secret weapon. What makes him the secret weapon?
Well, it's because until recently, you know, he just won a Grammy. But until then, nobody's really heard of him except all the heavyweights like Bonnie Raitt, Dr. John, Alan Toussaint, John Scofield. They all use him. They all know how great he is. So it's a real treat. He's the real deal. I mean, he can play like, he can give you a history lesson in the music of New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, he also has like 3 levels, and we've got the band. He's got John Cleary, then John Cleary and the Monster Gentlemen, and then he's got his big group, which is John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentlemen.
And which incarnation is going to be here?
Well, of course, the Absolute Monster Gentlemen.
We don't go for just Monster Gentlemen at this one, no. Peter Kangura, this is an incredibly exciting lineup. Once again, headlining Wynton Marsalis, Sharon Jones of the Dap Kings, Michael Frank, and Spearhead, Chick Corea Trio, Buffy St. Marie, the music of Michael Jackson, as performed by the SF Jazz Collective. We don't know if there's a hologram involved.
I hope there is.
You hope there is. Okay. Well, you know that comes out of the budget. Sarah McLachlan, Trombone Shorty, Elvin Bishop, and Charlie Musselwhite, and of course, the Beach Boys with Pet Sounds. Brian Wilson is going to be presenting at. The whole lineup is now online at OttawaJazzFestival.com. You can now buy Early Bird Festival passes. Peter Kangura, thank you so much for coming in. Now, I know people are wondering about the winners for this. In mere moments, I will reveal that. I'm just leaning across to get the names of the winners. One second. There is only one listener. Tried to guess the jazz. No, there are millions of listeners who tried to guess the jazz was Leno. Only one got 3 correct answers, and that would be Kofi Artiaba. You guessed Wynton Marsalis, Chick Corea, and Sarah McLachlan. You got yourself 2 gold passes to the Ottawa Jazz Festival. Everyone else, you can buy those passes online, OttawaJazzFestival.com. Peter, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.